The last moments of Jalen Walker's life are disturbing to watch. Police and Walker's family all agree he was unarmed when 8 police officers fired. As many as 90 times, leaving 60 bullet wounds and killing him almost instantly.
At the time of the shooting, he was unarmed.
From there, the stories diverge. Releasing the video and outlining the apparent facts of an ongoing investigation handed over to state police, Akron's police chief said 25-year-old Jalen Walker drove away from a routine traffic stop over a moving violation and a broken taillight.
Take caution. He was grabbed for a gun. He did fire a shot out the side of the door.
As Walker left the still-rolling car in a ski mask, a gun, magazine, and a ring, possibly a memento from Walker's fiancée, who died a month earlier, were left on the seat. The two sides appear even to disagree on whether so many shots were too many.
Videos that they did not show us is a video of him actually getting out of the car, of Jalen actually getting out of the car, and you can see his hands.
Does that strike you as excessive?
I'm not passing judgment on the decisions my officers made. They will be given the opportunity to explain why they did what they did, as they should.
With the amount of shots that were fired, that's something we see from time to time, maybe not to this extent. What does that say about the way police handle situations like this in America?
Americans today are celebrating the 4th of July. And on this holiday season or weekend, we celebrate those who fought valiantly, but I'm afraid that law enforcement fights against us.
As police continue to sift through the evidence left here at the scene where Jalen Walker died, there are many questions the video doesn't answer. Why did he evade the traffic stop in the first place? Did he shoot at police? Why leave the ring? Why did police initially use tasers, which suggests they didn't think their lives were in danger? And finally, what changed to lead 8 officers to fire dozens of times into a man who, as it turned out, was unarmed? In the city of Akron, now a fortress around the Justice Center with barricades and trucks blocking the roads, police and city leaders are hoping whatever the verdict in the streets is,
it's very important, and everybody must know.
It will be a peaceful one. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Akron, Ohio.